One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about this month's message, and I want to share it with you. Really, really excited about it. Because of what the Holy Ghost is doing in our lives. So I'm going to read, oh boy. I think I've only done it maybe once or twice. I did it at the Lekki Finance Convention when I gave them an insight into Rhapsody of Realities, an upcoming edition. So just so they know what's happening, I want to share something with you that's coming from the November edition of Rhapsody. You would love this. So I'm going to read to you. It gives a good background for the discussion. So, can you imagine? You haven't seen, I'm the only one who can tell you like this. Nobody can tell you. So, here's Rhapsody. For November. So listen to this. It starts with the opening verse. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter's beautiful words help us to further understand Christianity. In Christianity, we've been born into God's marvelous light, his wonderful light. The word marvelous means wondrous. Most translations interpret this as if we're being brought out of literal darkness into light, but that's not the full picture. When it says he brought us out of darkness, the term darkness actually means obscurity in the scripture. He called you out of obscurity. He's not referring to being called out of the kingdom of darkness in the general sense, but rather being brought out of obscurity, out of being unknown, unrecognized, unnoticed, where nobody knows or cares about you. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. He brought you out of obscurity into the limelight. His wondrous or wonderful light. Why does he call it wonderful light? It will take several scriptures to fully explain this, but I want you to understand that this is the light of Jesus Christ. In St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 79, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, spoke about the message of salvation that will be brought forth, saying that this message will illuminate those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, quote, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. They were sitting in darkness, sitting in obscurity, but Christ will be their light. This means his wonderful light does two things. It illuminates you and then makes you luminous. You become lambent and resplendent. Yours is the kind of light that both illuminates and transforms into a light source itself. The light is so strong, so dazzling, that it turns its subjects into lights. That's why it's described as his marvelous light, his wondrous light. Wow. You've been brought into this light, and now you are lambent. Glory be to God. That's something. I want you to keep that in your mind and listen to the next one. Here's another article. Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. Now that's reading from Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 15 in the NIV. But then I'm going to read it to you further from the King James. Listen to this. The prophetic words in Isaiah 60:15 are worth celebrating. It says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He said to Israel, I will make you. I love those words. It brings to mind the words of Jesus in Mark 1:17. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. You don't have to struggle to become. He makes you. Read again what he said in Isaiah 60:15. I will make you an eternal excellency. This is God's plan. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. It means we're the pride of the ages. I would to God that the churches of Christ will grasp the full import of this reality. The complete Jewish Bible puts it beautifully. In the past, you were abandoned and hated so that no one would even pass through you. But now I will make you the pride of the ages, a joy for many generations. You are the joy of many generations. That's what God is saying about you. This is his purpose for your life. Believe and act on these words. Affirm that you're what God says you are. Respond by saying, blessed Father, I am the pride of my family, my city, and my nation, and I'm the pride of many generations in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. This is remarkable. Now, let's read a couple of verses from the Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, and I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. A couple of things I want you to observe in this verse. To get it properly, let's read from verse 9 into it. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Ye have put off the old man, the old nature, with his deeds. Okay? And have put on the new man. See, now that you're born again, you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This renewal that he's talking about is the kind of renewal that you have in growth. You see, in growth, you have cell division and cell replacement in your body. So spiritually, he uses the same term, anakainoo, in the Greek, like a renovation, renewing something, making it better. Like when you're growing, there are constant changes in your life, growing from a child to an adolescent, and then to become a full adult, all these changes that you experience every day. Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16. See what the Bible says. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man, that's the human spirit. That's the inner you. That's the real person. renewed day by day. Doesn't matter that your outward man, the human body, has been battered and bruised. But if you stay in God's word, you are renewed day by day, day by day. Hallelujah. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 4 in verse number 24. In that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's wonderful. This new man, this new nature, is created in righteousness and true holiness. It says, which after God, the King James here is a little blind to us. So for some people, it may be difficult to capture exactly what it's saying here. I want to read this in a simpler language, in the NIV. You would love it, what it says, because that's actually what you're reading, the NIV. And to put on the new self, created to be like God. You see that? Your new self was created to be like God. Look at that. In true righteousness and holiness. Your spirit was created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is remarkable. I want to give you a picture how God sees you in Christ. When you read in the book of Daniel, there's a description of Daniel from the perspective of the Queen Mother that I want to read to you. Belshazzar's mother. Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. And one day, Belshazzar, when he had become king, brought in the vessels from the house of God, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken away from Jerusalem, from the temple of God. And they were now in Babylon. And so Belshazzar got his wives, got his princes, got his friends together, and they were celebrating and using these hallowed materials from the house of God for partying. While I was doing that, the Bible tells us a hand came writing on the wall. And King Belshazzar saw the hand, and he couldn't read the writing on the wall, but he saw the hand that was writing on the wall. And the Bible says his bones began to shake. His whole body began to quake. He was so scared and called the astrologers and the wise men to come and interpret what it was. And when the Queen Mother learned of it, she came in there and spoke some words. He says, there is a man, she's telling her son about this man. I really want you to make this beautiful observation. He says, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Now, she was looking at it from her perspective. You remember when the council in Jerusalem sent for Stephen, and Stephen came in. The Bible says they looked at Stephen and his face was like the face of an angel. The glory of God was radiating through Stephen. And if they had been idol worshippers, they would have said he looked like a god of some kind. Like Nebuchadnezzar, when the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace wouldn't burn, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And while he was looking, a fourth man joined them. And he counted. There's supposed to be three, but there's a fourth man. So he asked everybody, he says, how many men did we throw into the fire? They said, well, it was three. He said, but I see four walking free. They were thrown bound into the fire, but they're all walking free, and they're four. And then he says, the fourth man is like unto the Son of God. The margin says that he said, a son of the gods. That's what the margin says. But whether he said the Son of God or a son of the gods, he was looking at it from his perspective. But he surely saw something extraordinary. And so this woman tells her son, who's king, there's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Because they knew this kind of wisdom could only be with gods, not ordinary beings. She was right. Because Jesus said, isn't it in your law? I have said ye are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. See that? Okay. So, it says, in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. You remember that? That's what happened. So she's saying this to her son. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Or Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show thee the interpretation. I want you to look at that. He says, light and understanding and wisdom. Light and understanding and wisdom. Like the wisdom of the gods was found in him. Light and understanding and wisdom. Like the wisdom of the gods was found in him. Then it goes on in that 12th verse to say, for as much as an excellent spirit and not hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel. Who did that for Daniel? That was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost did that for Daniel. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life today. I have an excellent spirit. Cobra sataramande gibrahesis. An excellent spirit. I explain hard sentences and I dissolve doubts. Karabako setele mantikia. Speak in tongues wherever you are right now. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues wherever you are right now. La crusebra de la crunska salabrahande gestis. Yes. All right, listen to this next part. In that article, the first article I read to you from the Rhapsody of November, the opening scripture was from 1 Peter chapter 2. And from verse 9. So I'm going to read that verse again to you. And then I'll read in another translation. But you are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. Genos eklekton. It means an elect breed. An elect stock, a special type separated by God. How beautiful this is. He says, God's people, the church, those who are born again. He says, you are a chosen generation, a chosen breed, an elect stock. a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You are peculiar. Look at it. What the Bible says, it says you are. He didn't say you're going to be if you pray hard enough. See, when you are born again, you have the life and nature of God in you. This life and nature of God, that's what we read. He said, you've been created in the image of him that created you. That's what we read. That's amazing. So, that you should show forth, here's your work, your ministry, your assignment, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness, out of obscurity, into his marvelous light. And I explained to you in that article what marvelous light is, wondrous light. A light that illuminates and makes luminous. That's amazing. So I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation, from the AMPC, and I want you to follow the reading of this verse. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display. Oh. Display the virtues and perfections. That means display the excellencies and perfections of him who called you out of obscurity. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. This ministry of the Spirit, this work of God will bring you out of obscurity. You become lambent. My brothers and sisters, this month of October is the month of excellence. You're going to walk in excellence. Speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. This is your mount of excellence. You're going to practice excellence. Hallelujah. Yes. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 6, he says, I will speak of excellent things. See, there are people who use their lips for foolishness. No, refuse. You have an excellent spirit. There are just some things that God never planned to be in your aeon. Don't let them happen. Don't give vent in your life to things that are not consistent with your aeon. Practice, learn to live in time and in eternity at the same time. Live in time and eternity. That's our calling. But you have to be trained to do it. You've got to learn it. You have to practice it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead.
I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.